The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial clothes there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial clothes there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloth, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first. And he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The gospel of the Lord. Happy Easter. So don't worry, we're good. We're here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Those of you visiting maybe from the north and stuff, don't worry, we're here. Deacon Michael has the mass down at the gym. There's a cafeteria and it overflows into the gym. So I told him he can go a little longer today. So his homily is gonna be about an hour. So mine's gonna be 45 minutes, okay? 45 minutes of that. No, we can't do that. We're gonna create a problem there on Providence Road. But in other parts of the world, they'll go 3 hours for mass, right? They'll go 3 hours. But when we finish our mass here as a community, we go forth and we live our life. We live our life in that way. And so our Christian life continues. It continues. Our mass continues. Our offering continues. I want to stick with the one word that we carried through the whole Triduum from Holy Thursday to Good Friday to Holy Saturday to this very moment. And it's one word. And the word is today. Today. Our God is the God of the present. And today, with the whole church, today, with Mary Magdalene, who was the first to arrive to the tomb, today, this day, we celebrate in mystery, in a living memorial, the resurrection of Jesus. We are there. We are there. We're not spectators. We're not just sitting in the stands. Each and every one of us, no matter where we are in our walk, your walk, one way or another, your walk brought you here and you are here. And it is good that you are here. And so we live with our God, the God of the present, in the today of our life. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the God who meets us in the present of our life. Sometimes we worry so much about the past. How could I have done this? How could I live that way? How could I have done that? How can God forgive me? Is it possible? If you ever doubt how much God has the capability to forgive you, go to the beach or to Lake Norman or Lake Wiley. Grab a big old handful of dirt, cast it into the water, count to 10, and then I want you to dive in and get every grain of dirt or sand that you cast in. You're gonna say that's impossible. God's mercy is more vast than we can even begin to imagine. And he meets all of us in the today of our life, this day. And Easter the day of the resurrection. Yes, it's Easter Sunday, but my brothers and sisters in Christ, we as a church celebrate it for 8 full days until next Sunday, which is Divine Mercy Sunday, where Jesus enters that upper room and says his first 3 words. Not, hey, Peter, you weren't at the cross. Hey, you, why are you living this way? His first 3 words are, peace be with you. He had to calm their hearts and say, I got you. I'll meet you where you are in your brokenness, in your woundedness, in your sinfulness. I'm coming and I came to heal that. All you got to do is come to me. I'm the divine doctor and I will heal that. So that's the first thing I want to say in this 45-minute homily, my brothers and sisters in Christ, okay? It's just today. Don't worry about yesterday. Don't get caught up and anxious about tomorrow. We got a plan for it and stuff. But live this day. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I mean, I'm not going to do like David did, but I want to do like David did, who danced before the ark right now. Y'all gonna think he's a little weird. That's a weird priest dancing before the ark. But today, quick look at the gospel of today. Us with Mary Magdalene. I can almost imagine in my mind's eye, Jesus standing there as she came in the morning when it was dark, as the gardener who she mistook her for, hiding behind a tree and smiling, saying, there's Mary. She's so faithful. I love Mary. And it said Mary came in the dark. But then it closed towards the end saying that John went in and he saw and he believed. How could she have seen the stone if it was really dark? Was it truly dark outside, or was it the darkness of her doubt? The brokenness of a life, 3 years of following Jesus, ripped apart to stand at the foot of the cross as she did and to witness what happened to this Messiah and to have her world crushed like those disciples on the road to Emmaus in Luke 24, whose lives were just, they were leaving. The darkness of doubt that can even settle into our hearts if we're not careful. Where's Jesus in my life? Where's God in our times? Where's hope? Where's joy? Where's peace? The answer came to me this morning on my coffee cup. As I rose up and I got my coffee and I looked at it, it's the one I use every Easter. And it was simply this, and I believe this is the message Jesus would have for you and me, a message that the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart on my coffee cup. It's a message you can put on your mirror. It's a message you can put up by your coffee pot. It's a message you can put in your office, or you can write in code on your shoes, right? R-A-S. R-A-S. Say that with me. R-A-S. One more time now. R-A-S. Here it is. And I know the kids like this because they come up to me after school and like, Father, I got one for you. I got one for you. All right? R-A-S. Jesus is looking at you and looking at me. And just like those first readings where they're saying, we are witnesses of these things, you are witnesses. You are witnesses of the empty tomb in our time. R-A-S, rise and shine. Rise and shine. Leave behind the old man. Leave behind the old woman. Leave behind the old boy. Leave behind the old girl. Leave it in the tomb. Rise with Christ as we did through our baptism. Rise with Christ and shine. The Paschal candle represents Jesus, the light of the world, and we receive our light from him. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. So all that may see the good that you do and give glory to God. That's the Easter message. Jesus rose first. Jesus paved the way. And we love him because he loved us first. And his promise is we will rise. But he wants us to rise and walk in this life with him as witnesses to these things. It's that simple. Rise and shine. Amen.